From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Dr. Christy Crimes sits in the empty waiting room outside her office at the Nevada Medical Clinic. As a family medicine doctor, she doesn't really have a specialty, but given where we are in rural southwest Missouri, she sees a lot of patients with diabetes. Dr. Crimes came up from Springfield 3 years ago to work here in Vernon County, which has some of the state's poorest health rankings. In 2010, the obesity rate in Vernon was 30%. The incidence of adult diabetes has hung around 11% for the past 3 years. As Crimes tells me this, I'm distracted by the music that's getting piped into the clinic through the speakers above us.
I just noticed while you're talking about that the song playing is I Want Candy.
I think it definitely is.
There's only so much one person can do, and given the complex nature of this disease, patients need more than just a doctor telling them to eat better or exercise more. But Crimes found it was hard to bring together all the resources her patients needed.
There's these islands of care, but it's not coordinated, it's difficult to access, it's all disjointed.
Crimes had a vision for a diabetes program that connected patients to important resources, like pharmacists and dietitians, a place where diabetes care could be coordinated. But it was just a dream until Cerner came to town and started Healthy Nevada. Nevada's high rates of obesity and diabetes, alongside high rates of smoking and heart disease, are exactly why Kansas City-based health technology company Cerner chose the town as the location for its population health experiment to design a model that could improve the health of an entire community. Except the blueprint for that model was essentially blank. Cerner didn't have a plan for Nevada. Nevada was the plan. This means that Cerner would essentially be flying blind, and they would need people on the ground, people like Crimes, to help them. This past April, Crimes received an email from a Healthy Nevada board member. She says it was suspicion more than anything that got her to her first committee meeting.
I think a lot of people maybe got involved just to make sure that it was authentic.
As Crimes got more involved with Healthy Nevada, her vision of a diabetes program grew into something much bigger.
We realized that it's the patients being disconnected from themselves, their resilience, their problem solving, like all these things have to happen first before we can even talk about blood sugar.
Now Crimes works with one other Healthy Nevada team member during what little free time she has to get her diabetes program off the ground. And like practically everything else about the Healthy Nevada project, it has cost Cerner almost nothing. So why was none of this done sooner? Why has it taken Cerner's presence here in Nevada to make things like the community garden, a walking trail, and cooking classes happen?
I've asked myself that same question. When I moved here, I was like, do they have a community garden? Because that would be wonderful. And they didn't. I was like, well, shoot, I wish they did.
But Crimes does have one theory. Cerner has shaken up the status quo in Nevada and essentially put optimistic people with good ideas in a room together. And the fact that Cerner came to town with absolutely no plan whatsoever, Crimes thinks that helped too.
Like Healthy Nevada has become kind of a container for ideas and for hopes of making some change.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Tomorrow, we'll talk to the man behind the effort to bring Cerner to the community and the gamble he took to get them there.
We went to such great lengths to show Cerner what we can be. In many ways, it was a masquerade because we weren't there yet.
You can listen to all five parts of our week-long series on Healthy Nevada at kbia.org.